They had written, "Welcome home, Barbara," one read. "Pearls and grace, her legacy lives on," said another. Many of the women wore pearls, real and fake, as an affectionate salute. 2 months later, her oldest son, George W. Bush, marveled at the memory. It was unbelievable, an unbelievable outpouring of affection, the nation's 43rd president told me in an interview in his Dallas office. His mother had been largely out of the public eye for a quarter century, he noted. What caused her, the wife of a one-term president, to be not only heralded as a great first lady, but loved? I don't think there have been many of them like that. What made Barbara Pierce Bush resonate so with Americans? She wasn't a charismatic speaker or a classic beauty. Indeed, her self-deprecating humor about her cloud of white hair and her endless efforts to lose a few pounds were part of her signature. She never held public office. But she was formidable, and she was fearless. In the spring of 2000, billionaire financier and philanthropist David Rubenstein accompanied a group that included the former First Lady and two of her granddaughters, Lauren and Ashley, on safari in Africa. At one point during their stay at the Masai Mara National Reserve in Kenya, a hippopotamus emerged from a watering hole in a way that looked threatening. The Secret Service is saying, "It's heading to Mrs. Bush. What do we do? Do we shoot it?" Rubenstein told me. Amid the fuss, Barbara Bush stood her ground. She didn't seem to worry about a hippopotamus that might be charging at her, Rubenstein recalled. I think she felt she could out-intimidate the hippopotamus. Indeed, the hippo retreated. Throughout her life, Barbara Bush spoke with strength, passion, and authority about both uncontroversial topics, such as literacy, and controversial ones, including HIV/AIDS. She was quick with a quip. "Never ask anyone over 70 how they are feeling," she cautioned, adding, "They'll tell you." And had a tongue that sometimes got ahead of her. With all that, she emerged as one of the most authentic voices of her era. She also became one of the more influential women in American history, though her role often went unrecognized. Her death came at a time when many Americans were worried about the nation's embattled politics, which were becoming so fiercely partisan that few people in the public arena were by consensus deemed to be decent, honorable, and worthy of respect. Barbara Pierce Bush was clearly one of those few. One sign of the country's poisonous climate was the quiet relief among many who loved her when President Donald Trump announced he wouldn't attend the memorial service, citing a desire to avoid the disruptions of the added security, though First Lady Melania Trump was there. Also seated in a front pew was Bill Clinton, a political foe who had become a family friend. The Democratic opponent who ousted George H.W. Bush from the White House became an annual visitor to their summer home in Maine, although he acknowledged that Barbara Bush took more time to win over than her husband. She was a person with a strong sense of right and wrong, not so much about political issues, but about how to live a life, how to organize a family, how to persevere in the face of adversity, how to deal with the things that come to everyone, Clinton told me. She had a sense of how it ought to be done. Barbara Pierce was born to privilege in a Tony, New York City suburb, an indifferent student despite a high IQ, happily dropping out of college to marry the first boy she ever kissed. She followed George Bush to West Texas, where she was the parent who stayed home to raise their sizable family while her husband set off to make a name for himself. She was his essential partner as he built an oil business, won a seat in Congress, served as the top U.S. diplomat at the United Nations and in China, was named director of the CIA, was elected vice president, and then ran for and won the White House. She would become only the second woman in history to be both the wife and the mother of presidents, and the only woman to live to see both her husband and a son in that high office. Her life spanned a revolution in the roles of and opportunities for women. Her marriage, like many of its time, wasn't a partnership of equals. She ran the household. He called the shots everywhere else. But over time, she emerged from being a helpmate, willing to follow her husband's decisions on where they would live and what he would do.